Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, why do supernatural things happen when a particular group of friends get together? Does their energy together seem to attract things?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Let's jump over here and take a listen to this phone call. I have some interesting questions, I think, about the idea of a group of people being together and if that has any influence on the undead. Let's go to the phone call.
I love your show. I want to say, first off, I've been listening to it. Actually, today's the first day. I'm listening through Spotify while I've been at work. So I just want to touch bases with you on a couple of different stories. I have and experiences that have happened to me over the years. First is the alien story. A lot of people don't believe in UFOs, but I have seen them. It was a winter night, blizzard. Me and my friends, we'd always used to go out and, you know, just do things during the night. Well, it was a blizzard, so we decided to find a hill and go sledding down it. So we were going down the hill, we were enjoying ourselves, having fun. Probably there about an hour, I'd say. And we get to the bottom and come back up again, you know. So my buddy Dan and me race down on our backs, and we get to the bottom of the hill. And I'm laughing, and he's not making any noise, so when I turn and look at him, he just has this look of fear in his face. He's just terrified. And I smack him, I'm like, what's going on, man? You all right? And he's gasping, and he looks up at the sky, just points. And I look up, and that's when I saw it. It was five triangular-shaped glowing pink spacecrafts in the air. They were just sitting about 100 feet above the hill that we were on, sitting there. So of course, we ran. We lost our minds. We started screaming and ran. Well, we're trying to climb up this hill, and we hear this noise. It's almost like a turbine, you know, revving up. But it was a way higher pitch, and it took off. Fastest thing that I've ever seen before in my life. It was extremely terrifying. It was extremely, eye-opening as well because of what had taken place. So, but in another story, this was probably one of the weirdest stories that we have together as a group of friends. Weird stuff always happened when us three were together. We call this story the Blue Man. We were out late. It was summertime, though, and we decided to take our bikes to a new development that had just got built. So we're riding our bikes. We get lost, you know. In a new development with no road signs, it's hard to keep track of where you're at. So 11 o'clock turned to 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock turned to 1 o'clock, and then it was about 2 in the morning. We started to get really nervous and anxious. We didn't know where we were, how to get back home. So we found this spot where it was a farm, but on the other side of the farm was a point of location. It was a grocery store that we could make it to. So we decided to take our bikes to the farm. So we're walking next to our bikes, exhausted, riding around for hours, panic, trying to find our way. We are going, and I think all three of us saw it about the same time. We all looked to our left, and in a line, there were three men glowing blue. I have never seen anything like it before in my life, but all three of them were glowing luminescent blue. They were in some sort of suit, but they were walking in a line, and we took off. We got out of there. That's really the easiest way to explain that story. It was probably one of the scariest things that ever happened to us, because just to this day, we still cannot explain what we saw or what those men were or why they were glowing blue. Yeah, that was an extremely scary story. A true life event, actually. and it just creeps me out still to this day. And one more, a last one. We met up with the psychic lady at 7-Eleven. Me, same friends, two friends. Actually, as we walked around neighborhoods, lights would go out around us. We just, I guess, set off a certain energy when we were together. But we were at a 7-Eleven, and this woman just asked us. She said, "What are you guys doing out so late?" And we told her, summertime, hanging out. And she explained to us that she had a daughter that went to Perry Hall High School, just like we did. So we got talking, and, you know, her being psychic came up. Well, me and my buddy Justin were like, "Okay, yeah, you're psychic, all right." But my buddy Dan just didn't want anything to do with it. So my buddy Justin said, "Well, go ahead and read me. Go ahead." So she said to Justin, she said, "Well, your aunt's an artist." We had no idea who this woman was. She said, "Your aunt's an artist. She's very talented. You know, she's also, she called out her, her gender, where she was a transgender at the time. She called out that she was a tattoo artist. She called out that his dad had remarried and they were having a baby on the way, and called out what sex it was going to be before they found out. And it actually turned out to be a girl, which she called. So then it was my turn. Well, mine wasn't so good. She told me that there were two spirits in my house. And at the time, my basement was extremely eerie to me. It was unfinished, and I always had feeling that something was watching me in that place whenever I would go into it. And she also told me that I was going to die in a car accident or be extremely injured in one, and actually started crying and told me to please be safe. And that was extremely haunting to me. So I went back home, and of course I was, I think, about 13. I cried to my mom. I said, "I don't want to live here anymore," and this and that. Well, that was that summer. I'd say that was about July. Well, January 31st, my house burned down to the ground. The fire started in the basement. The fire marshal said that a piece of dust covered the flume of our furnace and it lit fire. But through further investigation, they found out that wasn't the cause. They're not sure what the cause was. I mean, many events happened in that basement. My mom used to do laundry down there in the laundry room, and she'd leave, she'd come back down, and the dryer door would be open and the washing lid would be open. My dad's a huge skeptic, and it even happened to him. We heard noises down there, banging, all sorts of things. And the house actually burned to the ground, but was rebuilt, and we hadn't had any activity in there since then. I actually moved in the basement and lived down there later after the house was rebuilt and I was graduating high school. I'm 25 now. But yeah, those are just a few stories that are extremely haunting. And like I said, it's just, it's a weird world out there, and you have to really open your horizon to understand that there are beings beyond us. You know, when we moved into our rental home, my whole bed shook. I was laying on it with my dog when my house was being rebuilt, and the entire bed shook. And weirdly enough, I didn't do anything. I just stayed there. I acted like it didn't happen because I was so petrified. Me and my buddy Dan still go to haunted locations and try to do things like that, which we've had some minor experiences in. But to get all three of us together, crazy things happen. And I think it's just the energy that all three of us emit and how it all combines together. It's a pleasure listening to your podcast. I'm actually about to hop right back on there. So thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you for sharing your experiences with us. Sounds like he's had quite a few.
Golly, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Or do you, I don't know if believe in is the right word, but do you believe there are aliens?
I think there's other things out there. Now, are they like the little blue men? I don't know about that, but
who knows? But that would be so freaky to go out. You're just having some fun with your buddy sledding, then you look up and see that above your head.
That would really make for an exciting evening.
But I wonder too if there is something to that, because like the three guys, I think it was three, that hung out all the time, maybe their energy together kind of allowed things to come in. I can't imagine a random psychic walking up and, you know, wanting to share information with you. That would be horrible.
That's like, another weird moment there. You're at the 7-Eleven and you're chilling with the psychic that's telling you all sorts of things about your death. I think that would be it might be time to get a walk away from the psychic.
I get you're a psychic and you might be picking up on things, but come on, just shut your mouth. Like, that's not even a good thing to tell a kid.
It's a random thing to say at a 7-Eleven with a psychic. You ever find yourself there, you know what to put up with and what not to know. Thank you for sharing that story with us. You want access to all of our episodes ad-free, you can also get access to the full archive, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. It's all there for you. Ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts on our premium page right there. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.